I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. That Ronan would win wasn't exactly a surprise. In Hartford, the people who win the Democratic primary often take the November general election, too. And this night was no different. So the mood at Real Artways in Hartford was already celebratory long before Ronan got there. Among the first to arrive were former Hartford Mayor Eddie Perez and his wife. Perez resigned in 2010 after his criminal conviction. Current Mayor Pedro Segarra took his place.
Pedro Segarra would have been a fantastic weak mayor.
That's Matt Hennessy, Perez's former chief of staff, echoing one of the main criticisms often heard from Segarra opponents and Ronan supporters.
He loved the cocktail parties, he loved to cut ribbons, and he loved to go to the events. Last 5 years, people argue there's been a lot of wandering of city government. And Luke has a tremendous opportunity to get things done.
And that's something a lot of people talked about. Frustration with the city as it is, a need for things from public safety to public works to public education to show quick signs of improvement. Just ask longtime Democrat Steve Harris. He's talked to Ronan a lot.
And as I said to him, listen, this is not a honeymoon job. Our problems are such, you won't have time to kind of win it and then say, well, I got a couple of years to figure it out. You got to hit the ground running.
Harris says he likes what he's heard from Ronan about youth, about second chances for people who've been to jail. But the thing he wants to see? Jobs and more residents working on projects in the city, like a big water and sewer project that was on his street.
Listen, they was on my street for 2 years. Every time I came out of my house for 2 years, and I looked up and down that street, and I purposely look up and down the street. Very seldom did I see folks that look like me, that lived in my city, working in those holes.
That's what you want to see.
That's what I want to see from the mayor.
Can he do that?
He could certainly start.
Kelly Kirkley Bay is active in city politics. She says there are a lot of hard decisions in front of the city's next mayor.
We're going to have to look at hard areas on where we're going to have to make cuts. We're going to have to see if we can bring businesses in. You know, we're losing businesses rapidly. We have a high crime issue.
Another resident says he's concerned about city streets.
Get ready for the snowstorm.
That's Governor Daniel Malloy.
And by the way, Hartford doesn't do a great job in snowstorms.
When Ronan takes office, plowing those streets will become his challenge. So will the city's poverty, its homicides, and its self-inflicted wounds at City Hall. And the mayor-elect told the crowd last night that he's ready for it.
The challenges are big, but so is Hartford's promise. And so is Hartford's heart. And so are our aspirations for our city. And with leadership and accountability and action, and with tough choices, tough decisions, but clear priorities, and with time, we will get our city working again.
It's a big bet, and a lot of people are counting on it. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.